This episode is brought to you by Mack Weldon. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CAGCAST at checkout. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGCAST episode number 543. I'm your host, Chief ED, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who doesn't like God of War as much as you do, Wombat.
That's not true. I'm sure I like it more than some people. Maybe. There are probably people who don't like it at all.
I'm going with I'm strictly a numbers game here.
So you're saying that the odds are...
Odds are that that's going to resonate with a lot of people.
I probably like it more than you do.
I'll fight you right now. Oh, we'll get into that later.
Yes.
I just couldn't come up with anything more clever than that. Shipwreck, how you
that's
doing, man?
Right. I'm hanging in. Doing a podcast.
Nice.
Yay.
What are you guys up to? Podcasting?
I'm also podcasting at this time, yes.
Good.
What a weird coincidence.
Ty came home from school today and he's like, oh, by the way, I have a concert tonight that I never told you about. And I need to wear a white shirt and tie and black pants and blah, blah, blah. We have like, and I'm like, oh, okay. Like we have like two other events on Wednesdays. So like, all right, like, let me get that white shirt, the one white shirt that we have. I'm like, it's in the closet, right, Ty? You hung it up? He's like, yeah, I hung it up. Go into the closet. There's no white shirt anywhere. Like, go looking through the laundry. No white shirt. I don't have time to really go shopping because Ty's got all these events before the concert. So I'm looking around. I start picking up stuff on the bottom of the closet, like his toys, and it's underneath all these toys and stuff. And it's just like a crumbled into like a white ball with, you know, razor sharp wrinkles in it. So anyway, during one of his events, I went to Target and I bought a hand steamer, which was really good. You ever get one of those?
Why not just use an iron?
Like, we don't have an iron. We had an iron.
You don't have an iron?
We had one in Japan, but we didn't bring it with us because of the electricity. Because
who takes an iron with them when they move?
Well, it wouldn't
that
work because it's an electric currency thing. Different currency.
I don't know that we have iron.
Current.
Yeah, irons aren't like crazy expensive. Most people have an iron.
Shipwreck just
know
says
that we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because usually, like, you take your clothes to get dry cleaned if you're like have a suit or something.
Shipwreck, you will have an iron in your near future because you have a daughter, and I have a feeling that your daughter will be a Girl Scout.
I have a feeling that's probably not true, but
you don't think so? You don't think Girl Scouts is in her future?
It wasn't in either of Gretchen or I's past, so
wasn't in mine
Shipwreck,
either.
You weren't a Girl Scout? Are you sure?
I've eaten some of their cookies.
I've seen some pictures. Oh, sorry. I said too much. And transmission.
You don't even need to iron that stuff. You just get...
Shipwreck was the little redhead girl in Troop Beverly Hills.
Dude, the steamer thing worked.
Yeah,
I'm sure
we have a steamer. We have a dryer that has a de-wrinkle setting. Get some of that downy spray stuff that works well.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Spray sounds like too chemically. I like hand steaming. $30. Target. It was $5 off this week, by the way. In case you're looking to pick one of those up. I never had one before. I was pretty excited by it. Does the job. I can think of a lot of uses because my shit's always on I always leave my clothes on the floor anyway.
Do you guys invest in hangers? At all?
I got hangers, but you know, my clothes are big and they fall off the hangers. I'm going to blame it on that and not that on lazy.
I don't know that that's a thing. I don't know that big clothes just fall off hangers.
they make extra big hangers now, which I try to get. So it's not a valid excuse. I recognize
I also
that.
Need big hangers.
You do? Are you talking
sure.
Are you talking about clothing?
Oh, no, I didn't know what you were talking about. Sorry. I had to step away for a minute.
No bathroom talk in the first 10 minutes of the show. Actually, people complain.
Since when?
People complain. Since when? People are complaining that I haven't had any poop stories.
Oh, I thought you were saying people are complaining that we had too many poop stories. I'm like, it's been a while.
Yeah. I'm trying to think any. Well, I can't. Nothing. It's nothing worth mentioning if I.
You don't want to force it.
Never.
That's how you get piles.
All right. Do you guys want to play armchair psychiatrist?
I can't wait.
Because Mrs. Cheapy just told me the weird story.
Okay.
Okay. One of her friends had just had a baby, you know, pretty recently, and this was going to be her first night out, you know, like, you know, after having the baby. The husband was supposed to come home a little early from work, watch the baby, and they're going out to eat. Her and her girlfriends. And my wife is one of the girlfriends. So they make a reservation at some special Japanese restaurant. And it's one of these places where it's so popular, you have to give a credit card. And then they're going to charge you if you don't make it to the reservation. You know, you ever hear of that, Wombat?
I have heard of that.
These fancy New York elite.
I was going to say I don't frequent those places, but I am familiar with the concept.
These elitist East Coast restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it might have even been a new restaurant. I'm pretty sure it was a Japanese restaurant. Anyway, so the long and the short of it is the husband gets so drunk on the way home from work. We're not exactly sure what happened, but the husband is so drunk that the wife can't make it to the dinner and has to now take care of the husband because he's certainly too drunk to watch the baby by himself and now, in fact, needs to be taken care of. So she has to cancel the dinner and it's very embarrassing as a Japanese woman, blah, blah, blah. You get the drill. So how – I'm asking you as husbands who have wives with children, how could you get drunk on the way home from work, so drunk? Like what's happening there? I have my own theory.
I have a story where I got drunk on my way home from work once.
But you weren't supposed to watch your baby.
No, it was before we had children.
Right, so it's a completely different situation. So what do you think's happening?
We had a thing after, so it was right when we were going away. And we were going to drop our dog off at like this doggy daycare place that was super fancy. And they were having like an open house to show us what they would do with the dog. It was a very Manhattan-y thing. And I got loaded with it was my new boss at the time. He's like, oh, come out for drinks with me. And he got me just hammered. So I showed up at this thing super drunk. And I think my wife still is mad at me from that. And that was 12 years ago. And I've never had a drink again.
That's not true. It's not true, and you didn't answer my question. You just told a story about yourself instead of answering my question.
Because I don't know I don't know anything about this guy. What is
I don't either. But
it just sounds like he didn't want to do that.
Right.
Is it that he just didn't want to watch his own child? Did he resent his wife for going out? Has he been out yet?
Of course he has been. Of course he's been. Come on.
I don't know. Is
I just told you that. You had to you really need to answer that question? That question.
So the guy's a jerk. What do you want from me?
My theory is that he resents that the baby is getting all the attention and that he wants to be the baby and he wants the attention. So not only is he not going to take care of the baby, but he's going to take the baby's place. And now mommy's going to take care of him.
I think mommy needs to find a new daddy.
I don't know. Or maybe daddy likes drinking too much.
That could be it too. Maybe he has a problem.
I don't know. It's pretty weird.
Yes.
And these I don't know, these Japanese ladies are pretty pretty funny. They my wife told me this other story, how her other friend, when my wife was living in Japan as a Japanese person would do, when she was, you know, like in high school or, yeah, I guess high school, she would go out to bars and there'd be a lot of white guys there. And the white guys would be, you know, hitting on the Japanese women. And because the Japanese women didn't understand English that well, they would say things like, you know, you call them like bitches and things like that, like between words, if you know what I'm saying, like being dicks.
Sure.
Being total dicks. And because my wife understands English and speaks English, she would understand what was going on. And she would say things to them like, you guys are just like big losers in America, right? Or wherever they were from. And you just come here because you think you can get laid, right? And the guys would be like shocked because they're not expecting that. And my,
is that what she said to you when you first met her?
No, and I met her here.
You're a big loser, huh?
I met her in New York.
You're a big loser.
And I was like, yes, you're correct. I am a big loser in New York. And it still didn't hurt. And that's why we're still together.
Yep.
Anyway, my wife was telling that story to one of her Japanese girlfriends who lives here now. And she said she had the same exact experience and that she almost got punched in the face by the guy when she when she called him out. Anyway, how about some show feedback?
Sure. This one is from Olangafang.
Olangatang.
Olangatang. Oh, that's a T. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I don't like this one.
You don't like it?
No. Go ahead.
Oh, I get it. New listener here, love the show. Just one question. You guys seem to not like anything. Just wondering why. I like lots of things. I like most things.
We don't.
It's just
we
talking
don't gush.
About things you don't like is more interesting.
And we don't gush, I think, as much right. as maybe.
You liked Man of Steel. I remember that.
He didn't gush, though.
Yeah. I like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's good, though. You guys are still missing
out. I feel like even if you say you like that, it feels like an insult because there's just like, it just seems like there's no way that could be possible.
It's really good. It's one of the highest reviewed shows on Metacritic or whatever on Rotten Tomatoes this season.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. At least
Clark
was.
Clark Gregg is going to be at the Cincinnati Comic Con.
I know. I would freak out.
Would you?
How much to get a picture with him?
I think it's like $60 or something like that.
I would probably pay that to meet him. Like $60, that would kind of be my limit. I don't think I'd pay like the ones where it's like $250. I'm out.
Who's charging $250?
What would you pay to get your picture with the guy who created the Rampage video game?
Yeah, I wouldn't pay anything for that. But for Clark Gregg, I would put down like $50-$60. I would do that.
Who's charging $250?
The Justice League cast, like Jason Momoa, was charging like
$250. My man.
So it'd be like a picture of me and him, and I would make sure that there was a caption.
If you yell "my man" at him, does he charge more?
Yeah, it's $300.
That's $50 if you just want to have him say "my man."
Yeah,
I just want to say it at him. Just like I can't imagine like how many people just like
$20
say that to him. Just like every time they recognize him.
$250, that can't be right. Yeah. Can we get confirmation? That seems crazy.
That's what it was when they did that convention, the one in Nassau Coliseum. That was when the movie came out.
No, it wasn't $250 for him. No way, dude. Who's going to pay? You saying people at Nassau Coliseum are going to pay $250 for...
They
got mad paying $40 for parking when the thing first opened. They're not paying that.
I know.
I think $50
That's because
right.
That was bad.
I think this,
50 is probably...
This leads into our next question nicely.
We like Fine. Things. It's yes.
We do like things.
It's just easy to like get caught up on the things that we
that
criticize.
Gal Gadot is like $1 billion. She was there. It was $1 billion for a picture of Gal Gadot. $1 billion.
Uh-huh. Next.
And then she had to have sex with Michael Douglas. That was that movie, right? That was
No, she wasn't in that one.
She was
She wasn't born yet, I don't think.
Pretty sure she was.
She's two.
I'm pretty sure I'm older than her. Part-time 20XX has to say, not 5 minutes after listening to this episode, I saw a Chevy commercial that said Apple CarPlay. I don't even remember who was arguing what, but I think Apple CarPlay is a real thing. Anyway, the RoboCop Alexa bit was great. It's the first useful thing I've heard an Alexa do.
Yes, we had to do research to figure out what was going on, but Wombat kept calling it Apple Play and insisting that it was Apple Play when there is something called Apple CarPlay or just CarPlay, but Apple CarPlay is certainly, yes, a real thing. But yeah, it was just funny that you were so, I think, insistent that you were.
I'm sorry.
You, no, it was funny. People loved it. We got a lot of good messages.
As I say,
you made a lot of people laugh.
Enjoy it,
you made
so
a lot of people laugh.
Exactly. And I'm here to entertain.
You are.
Even if it's at my own expense.
It was. That's good. That's what we do here. We do a lot of that here. I think people have noticed that.
I mean, you were unnecessarily mean to me, but.
I wasn't mean. How was I mean? How was I mean? I said. I corrected you, and I even in a very nice way. And
no, you would. It was definitely not in a nice way.
I said no. I said it's my friend or something.
It was typical cheapy condensation.
Play it back. Roll it back.
Condensation. Yes.
Condensation. Yeah. That's why you always carry that tone.
Very wet.
Condensation.
I usually spit on people when I'm
condensation. You were like water on a window when it's really hot outside, but it's cold inside.
Mm-hmm.
Condensation.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. All right.
Anyway, I've moved on.
Yes. And but we did learn. So then there's another important update, because then the rabbit hole got deeper, because then as I dove into the world of Apple CarPlay, I learned that Google Maps does not work on Apple CarPlay.
But
I'm going to get to it, which annoyed me because I was very interested in Apple CarPlay and I like Google Maps. And of course, Wombat was very insistent that it worked on there. But Ford has a thing called Ford Sync 3, which will let you use Google Maps on the screen, regardless of whether you have an Apple phone or an Android phone. So there's a big Ford plus for you right there. We're learning a lot
cool
about
that. There's all these things with these really cool names out there.
Sync 3 is a good one.
Sync, isn't that the Microsoft one though? Isn't that what it was originally? Microsoft thing?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
They dropped that. They didn't need Microsoft.
Yeah, I was going to say, they don't have that anymore. Anyway, and the car's still here.
They do have a car that will deliver a pizza by itself.
Yeah, I can survive without that. Yeah,
we saw it at the auto show.
So an auto show, you mean the automatic show, since it delivers a pizza by itself?
No, I mean the New York International Auto Show.
That's a cool auto show, by the way.
It was cool. Remember when I told you how we went with Shanafan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was cool. All right. Where is that wedding shout out that I had on here? Somebody was
Someone was getting married, and I saw it also. And he had his bachelor party, and now I can't remember who it is.
Whiskey Radio.
Mac Weldon.
Yes.
Oh.
Whiskey Radio. Congratulations.
Oh, I put it all the way at the end. I meant to put it at the beginning. Yes. He hoped to get a wedding shout out, and now we've made his dreams come true. Yes. I don't know anything about the details, but congratulations.
But if you want a wedding shout out, you should be in the Discord channel.
Right.
And then maybe you'll get one on your wedding day.
The system seems to work. It's discord.gg/CAG, in case you're keeping score. Some Watch This Bitches, perhaps?
Sure. I put this in here. It's actually nothing I watched. It's something I played.
It's something you ate.
It's a card game.
Oh.
A board game? But we don't really have a place to put tabletop games, so I just put it here.
play with this bitches.
I don't know, it's a
touch this.
So they were having this thing with Frito-Lay. You may be familiar with the company. God.
Go on.
Where if you bought two of the giant bags of chips that have little bags of chips in it, you know, the Russian nesting dolls of chips. If you bought two of those, which we usually buy because I have children in school, and went to their website, you could get a free game of your choice, and they had all these games. But no one in my house likes Monopoly, so we got this game that looked interesting and I'd never seen before, called Mr. Toast. It was an Indiegogo game that was then bought up by Hasbro. Mm. And it's a really cute little card game, and Sabrina and I have been playing it like every night. So, Mr. Toast. It's probably very inexpensive, but I wouldn't have known about it if it wasn't on that offer. So
Fritos.
Or you could check your Frito-Lay packages. For all I know, there may still be the offer out there and you could get it for free. So
Fritos.
Free Mr. Toast. It's a card game. It's cute.
With toast.
There's no actual toast. It's just cards with pictures of toast on it.
Sounds
Mr. Toast.
Sounds great.
It's a fun game that I can play with a child. I bet Ty would enjoy playing it with you, but apparently you don't like playing games with your son. You just like to steam his shirt.
Well, we
shirt steamer.
No, we've been playing Code Names, which I got from that GameStop sale where they had like 50% off all these games. And that's a fun game.
See?
It's a little challenging for a 10-year-old, but I like to challenge him.
And yeah, we've been playing some British game with a dragon in it that you put flags in a castle and the dragon pops up.
What's it called?
Dragon Castle.
Puff the Pop Dragon, maybe?
It sounds made up.
It's called, there's a dragon in the castle, governor.
So it's called? Like an Australian pretending to do a British accent? Because uh-huh. That's what you did.
That's how they outsource.
Good day, Dragon Governor.
Dragon Governor.
Dragon Governor.
Good idea for a game.
I like it.
All right.
Yes, it's Puff the Pop-Up Dragon.
No, you got it right.
Yeah.
Out of stock for 10 British pounds on the website that I found it on.
Sounds like that could be ripe for copyright infringement or something. Trademark infringement. A little close to Puff the Magic Dragon. Now.
Puff the Pop-Up Dragon.
Oh, is that so old now that it's fair game?
I don't know.
It's a pretty fair game.
It looks cute, though.
You just put the flags in.
Huh? All right, should we do the new releases? There's probably not that many.
Yes, we should. We'll cover God of War later, but there's not that many new releases this week. I saw this one for Switch that I didn't know if Cheapy would be interested in. Korg. There's a new Korg gadget for Nintendo Switch.
Oh, I remember that on the, what was it, the DS?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a little synthesizer thing.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Korg gadget. There it is. How much?
This is not a Thor Ragnarok game.
$48. That's a price. $48. Why not $44? Or $49. All right. Wow, it looks pretty cool actually.
Yeah, it looks like something you would enjoy. Like it's got a lot going on with it.
I think I would just do this on my computer though, if I was gonna really get involved. Like
and not for $48.
It has like four-player cooperative, right. So you could get the whole family creating the music.
But then don't I need another Switch or two or three?
No, I think you can do different things with like the Joy-Con and stuff. Like if one person plays around the Joy-Con, they change different things and different gadgets inside the Korg.
Oh, look at that. Feels like a game. It says it's the music production studio that feels like a game. All right.
I'm just trying to find a reason that you have that Switch. And I thought that this might be it.
Right. Oh, it's out. Oh, no, tomorrow. Okay. Thursday?
You sound so confused.
I mean, the games come out on Thursday?
Technically, if it's digital,
the $48 ones come out on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. All right, cool. I'll keep an eye out for that.
Also, for the Switch, there was A Robot Named Fight and Saturday Morning RPG are the indie games that came this week. I have a copy of A Robot Named Fight that I would want to play some of. That's a Metroid-style game. Starring a robot. I'm not sure what his name is.
Roy.
Speed.
And for PS4 and PC, The Swords of Ditto came out, which is... It's got a great like animated art style to it. Really crisp animation. It's a RPG roguelike cooperative game. So I think I may see if this looks like something that Gretchen wants to try.
Right.
So, I don't know. Looks cool.
Very good. Anything else?
That's about it for new releases.
Damn. Light week. They knew we'd be busy playing God of War. That's why.
Probably. Some truth to that.
Some truth. All right. How about time for a word from our sponsor, I think. Baba Booey to you all.
A star from our sponsor. Today's Barbara Fernahan.
Take it away.
Today's sponsor is actually a sponsor that I like a lot. It is Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon makes basics, all your basics and beyond. And they're smartly designed, and they make shopping easy and convenient. It's MackWeldon.com, I believe. It's really cool. I have two pairs of their boxers. I have the boxer briefs and the standard boxers. And this is, if anything, here's the problem with Mack Weldon, is that their underwear is actually so good and so much better than any other boxers I have that it's like when I pull them out of the laundry, it's do I wear them tomorrow or do I save them for like Friday?
It's ruined the other underwear.
In the clean or the dirty laundry?
In the clean, like out. That of the laundry, the clean laundry basket.
Oh,
sorry, I should. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Like when I after I
so
do
you call,
the laundry,
you call your clean clothes laundry.
He's admitting that he does not put the clean clothes away into the dresser; that he's taking it directly from the clean laundry basket. Yes,
okay.
That's
and I'm
what
like,
he's saying. I'm reading between the lines.
Okay, I just didn't know if you were getting multiple days out of these or not.
I knew exactly what you were saying, Wombat.
Okay. But I probably should because they're that good. And I actually do mean that. I'm not even just saying it. I really like it. I really like the boxer briefs are so comfortable that I could probably I wish I could wear them every day. I should pick up another pair. And that's just it. It's like if I had seven, then I wouldn't have this issue.
I enjoy their socks because I get their athletic socks for basketball.
You're an athlete.
Play basketball. I am an athlete, and they are high quality socks. I go through socks pretty quickly, but these seem like they will last well, and they're nice and cushy on the heel and everything, which is where I usually wear my basketball socks out. So,
I've never actually owned like a nice pair of underwear. I have to say, maybe not it's never.
Really nice. I highly recommend those boxer briefs. I like the regular boxers, too. They're cool. They're like camouflage, so I'll wear them around the house and pretend I'm in Wildlands. But
right, of course.
The briefs move.
Wait, you have camouflage? You got the camouflage ones?
Yeah, I got the camouflage
ones. Okay, I'm just trying to close my eyes and get the mental image.
They're the blue camos.
Gotcha.
So it's got like a G.I. Joe Ghost Recon feel to them.
Okay.
I'm all
too
about
much,
it.
Too much image.
Yes.
Erase.
They have smart design and premium fabrics.
I'm a big fan of the hat. They were nice enough as part of the sponsorship to let us pick out a few things. And like I said, I felt weird picking out fancy underwear, but a nice hat, as a bald man, that's like no problem. I really like it. I've been wearing it a lot because it's been rainy weather recently. It's really a great spring hat because it's made of that like sort of plasticky material that sports clothes material. What do you call that? Spandex? I don't know. It's probably not spandex.
No,
but it's good. I'm a big fan of that.
I got a hoodie that's made with a similar. It's not a hoodie. It's like a zip up.
Yeah,
thing.
I got the hoodie.
It's made out of a similar material, and I also I'll recommend that as well.
It's nice. So they want you to know a few other things that if you don't like the underwear, you can send it back to them. They'll give you your money back. It's a really great product. You should check it out. Go over to...
If you don't like it,
yeah,
you don't have to send it back.
Oh, keep it. Right. Sorry.
You can keep it and they will still send you a refund. No questions asked on your first pair of underwear. You have nothing to lose.
Right.
If it's not the best pair of underwear you've ever owned, they will refund you.
They don't want that back.
They don't want that. It's fit in a bad place. That's nice. That's not Mack Weldon's like, you keep that. That's great. So for 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CAGCAST at checkout. That's MackWeldon.com and promo code CAGCAST at checkout. Thank you, Mack Weldon. Let's rewind here to the NPDs. There's a late minute edition.
Yes, the best-selling game of last month was thought someone was going to answer.
Oh, I thought you were going to read it.
Oh, I thought someone was going
to.
Like,
I was trying to make a joke, but I couldn't come up with anything.
Ah. It was Far Cry 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Far Cry 5. We all own it, so it's really weird where to blame or to thank, I guess, depending upon who you ask. It's fine. I'm sure I'll get back to it at some point because I was kind of close to finishing it.
Say what you will about Far Cry 5. I know the game has got problems for sure.
It's divisive.
No one's going to, even the people who really like it a lot and love it, they're not going to say that it's perfect. However, the forests in that game, just the raw visuals of the game on an Xbox One X, it's pretty amazing.
I wouldn't know.
It's pretty much ruined forests for me in video games, like especially God of War, which we're going to get to. It's like the Mack Weldon and underwear. It's the same effect.
Of forests.
And other companies' underwear. So, yeah, it looks amazing. So you got to give it that at least. Number two is Sea of Thieves, which I've stopped playing completely.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who plays that anymore.
It's still fun for me and Ty to jump on and play like one quick mission, but I haven't done it. We haven't done it in like a week or two. What else we got here? Number three, MLB 18, The Show. Kirby Star Allies.
Allies.
I never even heard of that.
That's the Switch Kirby game.
I didn't know what it was either.
It's where you can play as King DDD and a bunch of the enemies as well. Yes. It's the one.
I'm sorry. You were saying something?
That is the one.
I only want Kirby Golf games. That's all. It's the only thing I'm interested in with the Kirby name on it.
Grand Theft Auto 5 at number 5.
Okay.
Why is that so funny?
How?
Funny how much money it makes?
How? Yeah.
And the crazy thing is,
it's not even like in the news or anything anymore. Like,
nope.
That
game has made more money than anything. I think that's the headline, right? Grand Theft Auto 5 is now the most successful thing.
But
it's made more money than light bulbs.
That doesn't even include the DLC and stuff, right? This is just the game.
This is just the game, yes.
People spend a lot on that DLC, though.
Right.
Shark cards.
Right. It's crazy.
Yep.
Go on.
There's Call of Duty World War II.
Uh-huh.
Mario Kart 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Ni No Kuni 2, which was a new release last month.
Good for them.
Number 8.
Yeah, yeah, nice.
And NBA 2K18. Monster Hunter World staying in the top 10. I still haven't played that game.
We're not going through all 20 of these, are we?
No, that's good. 10 is good. 10 is good.
And that's good.
The rest of this stuff has been out for a long time.
Except for A Way Out, which is number 15.
Sure.
One of the big takeaways that I saw was that they're selling a lot of headsets because so many people are playing Fortnite. The headset business has doubled basically since Fortnite came out. Because, yeah, for obvious reasons. And the cards in store.
People don't want to hear their families while they're playing their favorite
games. Well, come on. You got to talk to your buds.
No, you just don't want to hear your family while you're playing your favorite video game.
Ty is sick of Fortnite, by the way. He's done. He's sick of hearing about it.
It's trickled down to the first graders at my children's school.
That's crazy.
It's gotten to that point. It's now, my son was talking about it. He's like, yeah, everyone's playing Fortnite now. I'm like, really? Do you want to play Fortnite? He goes, no, I want to play Roblox. I'm like, all right, then you play Roblox.
I was playing God of War, and two of Ty's friends are sending me game requests to play Fortnite. And one of the kids just keeps spamming me like 100 times. And I had to block him. But I had to block one of his friends. He's like, oh, which one was it? Anyway, anything else for the NPDs that we missed?
Nope.
Any top trends? No. Okay. How about multi-platforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff?
Sure. So you can read this first one here?
I could tell you some Overwatch stuff just off the top of my head.
Oh, please tell me. What's going on in the world of Overwatch?
There's this...
I am dying to know.
I actually saw an ad for it on CAG. There's the Retribution event is going on right now. And I did get the Lucio legendary skin. I was very excited about that. I know you're excited too. Especially since I haven't really been playing very often. I've only had a couple loot boxes to open, and I got it. I got the golden ticket. So I'm excited about that. But have you read this?
It's a good thing you don't live in Belgium.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is a real country. This is like not...
Yes, Belgium is a real country.
Yeah, this is serious.
That's where you can get a Belgian whip.
What's that?
It's never mind. Someone listening got that. It's not for you.
Shift, do you know what that is?
You kind of trailed off there. I don't know.
Oh, Belgian whip? Do you know what a Belgian whip is?
I don't.
Okay.
Sure. It's
anyway.
Probably a Simpsons reference or something.
It is not a Simpsons reference.
I would have known
but
it.
You're close. Anyway, you were saying...
Anyway, so yeah, loot boxes have been banned in... Or it's considered criminal gambling. So yeah, it's been banned in Belgium. And that they've identified loot boxes in a few different games. Counter-Strike, FIFA 18, and Overwatch as examples of games that constitute criminal gambling. And the quote is... Now, this is translated... So it's not by a machine, so not well. This is a game element where a bet can lead to profit or loss, and chance has a role in the game. They also looked at Star Wars Battlefront, and that because they've changed the game, it doesn't qualify as criminal gambling.
So what does Overwatch need to do in order to be legal in Belgium right now? Or is it just still there and no one cares?
See, here's the thing. Like, I don't understand how the Overwatch one, how it can lead to profit or loss. Loss.
Well, can you get doubles of what you have?
No,
you
mean, you can, but
that's loss. You spent $5 on something to get,
but it's
take a chance.
And you don't get,
and
anything.
You wind up with less than what you started with. That is
no, you get if you get doubles, you get they give you money in the game money. Like,
yeah, but can you get what you just got? Can you open another box?
What do you mean?
Well, you opened a box,
yeah,
and you got something you already had.
Well, you get four things,
but you
in
don't
the box.
Get an equal amount back of what you just spent.
They give you some in-game
box.
Currency that you can use to buy skins and whatnot. There's an in-game
like
currency.
Loss. That's like a loss.
They did increase the amount of in-game currency that you get for duplicates, and they did decrease greatly the amount of dupes that you get. So I'm not understanding what they're saying. I understand, like, Counter-Strike, there's an online marketplace, and certainly you can sell these items in the real world for real money. That I understand. I could see people spending $100 on loot boxes thinking, hey, there's a chance I can make real money in the real world with this. And I get that's gambling. There's no question to me that that's gambling. Overwatch, I don't know. FIFA?
Yeah, that's gambling.
Yeah.
There's card packs.
That's got all this Ultimate Team stuff in them.
But you don't win any. You can't win any money. Like, you know you're not winning anything of value. You can't, like, this. You're a good player in a video game. I don't know that that's, like, has a real monetary value. But in Belgium, I guess... They disagree. It'll be interesting to see what happens. And it actually, what's going to happen with Overwatch and their six Belgian customers?
They're not in Belgium anymore.
If it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium.
I think something similar happened in the Netherlands. I'm reading this article on ours.
You know where I'm not anymore? Bolivia.
Oh, yeah. You've liberated it?
I did something.
Killed everybody?
I killed a lot of Bolivians. I know that. I finished. I 100%ed Ghost Recon Wildlands finally.
Wow. Does it tell you how many people you've killed?
It yes. Yeah, you can look up. Yeah,
you can look it up on the website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in somewhere around 2000, I believe. I was on the low end because I don't think it.
I was going to say, I feel like I killed more people than that.
I don't think it counts kills by your squad mates, which I was doing a lot, or the rebels that you can have along or stuff like that. I don't think it counts those as your kills, would be my guess. Right. Also, I was doing a lot of helicoptering and grabbing the things and then helicoptering out. So,
mm-hmm.
Some so you lives enjoyed the were game, spared. It sounds like
you're a pacifist, and you enjoyed the game.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a fun game.
We've talked about it a lot, and now I'm going to set it aside for a while and maybe come back for the DLC. But probably, I hope that they turn down that Sam Fisher mission so that he's not like coming on the comms every 10 minutes to tell me that he's ready for me to come meet him.
I was going to say that you could try, what was it, the Narco Road I started. I wasn't loving it. There's just something about it where it's not quite the same. The
tone is weird, right?
The tone is, the structure of the missions and the upgrades, it's not the same system as the main game, and I don't like this new system as much. Why they decided to play with something that was successful in their main game for this DLC, I don't quite understand.
It's probably because the main game got changed over the long
like all that tier one stuff seems weird in the main game as well, like upgrading weapons, and
mm-hmm.
it seems like it's
unnecessary.
Yes.
I never actually upgraded.
Oh, I upgraded my sniper rifle that could shoot helicopters down with one shot.
I was gonna say why.
But
why
I made it more powerful so that just no in shots. Case
half a shot.
Just in just case have to there point, was a more powerful helicopter at some point.
You're future proofing.
Right.
In case there's a helicopter that's behind a brick wall.
Like one of the later missions, they just keep sending helicopters at you. And I shot down at least 10 helicopters in a row, just like as they were coming towards me, just one laughing? Shot after another.
It is fun to shoot the guys out of the helicopter in Far Cry 5, but I realize that's something different.
That is something different.
All right. I think that's it for Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught. It wasn't that much Overwatch. Wasn't much of an onslaught. Nintendo, some big news. Nintendo, Ship, why don't you take this one? You're the big Switch fan around here.
Sure. This could be a developing story, certainly, that the Switch has been hacked, and you're able to run custom apps and games on it. But the hackers say that it's an exploit that is so buried down in the Switch that Nintendo could only change it at manufacturing. So that's not a great thing for Nintendo if there's 15 million of these things out there that are easy to exploit.
And it's not just the Switch, it's anything that uses the NVIDIA's Tegra X1, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of devices.
Yeah. So
oops.
We'll see if this is true what the hackers are saying. Sometimes when hackers say this, they say that to begin with, and then it turns out that no, they really can patch it. But we'll see how this develops. I know some people are excited because that means that you'll be able to copy your save files off of the device.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see what happens here, because that could be a major issue for the Switch. And because without the online ties that the other consoles kind of have in place, you could see a lot of piracy happening on this thing. If depending on how easy this is to do.
Right. There's some busy people in Japan right now.
Right.
Some busy dudes in a room with no windows. They haven't seen their family in a long time. They're not getting drunk. Going home at 5 o'clock.
Yep, we'll see what happens out of that.
Yeah.
Hopefully Nintendo figures it out, a solution. Because you never want to see these things get hacked right in the prime of their, or early or in the prime of their existence.
Right. It can really fuck it up.
Yeah. It's not good. Not good for anybody, really. I realize that people who pirate stuff like that, but
right. Well, hopefully Nintendo's been working on a revision, because as you, Shipwreck, have talked about, since the thing came out, it's got some hardware flaws.
It does. It seems to be holding up okay, but mm-hmm. I still think they could.
I don't even know the last time I turned mine on once.
Well, that's a flaw. Yeah.
Well, I can't even tell you when I used it last.
But is it holding up while I'm at? That's the question.
Say 2017 was probably when I turned that thing on last.
It probably looks brand new.
Yeah, it's sure it's fine.
You don't want to bring it on the train anymore? How come you don't bring it on the train?
I have no interest in taking that on the train.
It's big, right?
It's a little big. Yeah, I don't even like, you know, I wouldn't even take a tablet probably on the train with me. I'm fine with just my phone,
right.
Playing my phone games and mm-hmm. listening to my podcasts. Mm-hmm.
Also, as an adult, it's a little on a commuter.
I see people with their Switches on the train.
You do?
It's not that unusual. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I haven't seen that many.
Well, you don't go during rush hour.
But right. That's true. I haven't seen that many in public at all, anywhere really. But
who's
I know
walking
they're
down the street
them.
Playing a console.
Well, that's, I don't know.
You'll walk into a hole.
I did see a guy who was just carrying one around the other day, though.
See?
He wasn't playing it. He was just carrying it.
He wasn't wearing
walk
his,
and play
his
a Switch
Labo robot?
No.
His backpack? His Labo robot backpack?
He's wearing a power glove, though.
Like I wonder how that's doing. I wonder how Labo is doing.
Is it what, the power glove?
In Japan, it's doing real well.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm wondering how it's doing in the States.
I know that the day after it came out and I was in Target, they didn't have the basic kit, but they had the robot still.
They had,
That's
Target
my
today,
anecdotal.
And it was they had everything that you would possibly desire if you wanted Labo.
Did they have Labo tape?
I don't even know that there was a spot for Labo tape at Target, at my Target.
Check Home Depot. Labo was the top seller. In Japan, sold 90,000 units.
Labo is here.
Just that one version, the variety kit. I haven't paid any attention to this at all because I don't care because I don't know. I don't know why.
Because you hate everything?
I don't know. Why don't I care?
Not to care about it. It's not.
I guess.
It's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the software. I don't know. I feel like. Look, it's hard to get excited about putting together cardboard a little bit, okay? And it's hard to get excited about the, you know, sort of like simple games, simple software. And I get that it can be more than the sum of its parts, but I'm having a hard time imagining that for me. Anyway, I'm sure Ty would love it. But he also loves a lot of things. Microsoft.
I've played a little bit of. Have you heard of this game called I Hope? Hope.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, it's a game that all of the proceeds go to this charity called Game Changer Charity,
mm-hmm.
which goes to helping children with life-threatening illnesses and their families.
Cool.
So it's a $10 game. It's a 3D kind of adventure game. Think of like a really pared down Zelda type of thing.
Yeah, I'm watching a video right now.
So it's cute. It has a heavy hand with the cancer. I will say that.
It does. Oh, you played it.
Yeah, I've played. It's five islands. I'm on the second island. The first island, it's not a very long game.
I was wondering like how long it takes before you get to the cancer.
It is immediate.
Immediate, okay.
Yeah, that's the monster that is destroying all of these islands.
What's his name?
Cancer.
His name is just flat out cancer?
Yeah, it's not big on the subtlety.
It's spelled the same too?
Yeah, big C. Cancer, the big one. So, I mean, it's not trying to hide what it's about.
Yeah, well, I guess if it's for kids, they know, then the kids aren't going to get a metaphor, probably.
Right.
They can't have it's not Moby Dick.
Yeah, so.
Oh, cool. I Hope, it's called.
Yeah, it's, I figured I would try it out and mention it since the it seems like it's good for a good cause, and the game is it's very playable. It's got a nice style to it. I mean it's not the greatest game ever, but it's an indie.
No,
game.
It looks yeah. cute. I'm watching the video yeah. and it looks good. Looks fine.
Yep.
Cool. let's see. Let's talk about God of War.
I'm playing God of War.
I'm also playing it.
How much of it have you played? What, you know, can you say where you are without spoiling?
I'm still like my character is still level one.
Okay.
My axe is level three.
Okay.
And level three axe.
And please don't spoil anything because I've installed this game over the past week and not had a chance to play it.
I'm very sensitive to it, and I don't think I know anything that I could spoil, to be honest. Nothing that much has happened. But I feel like I played, I don't know. Where are you, Wombat? Because you said you played 10 hours.
Yeah,
where are you in like the axe category? What level axe? What level
I honestly don't know.
You don't know what level?
I might be like 3 or 4.
Okay. All right.
But it's like, I don't know if that would be considered a spoiler. I don't think this is considered a spoiler because really it won't mean anything.
Okay.
I'm no longer on Midgard.
Okay. I just went to another realm too.
Okay. So I'm at the tail end of that second.
New Donk City. Oh shit.
Yeah. I'm at the spoilers. Second. That works. I'm at the almost near the end of New Donk City.
Okay.
I just started that.
Okay. I just got
so I'm a little bit ahead of you. I like the game a lot. I know why people think I hate it. I like the game a lot.
You tweeted out that you thought that you liked the game, but you didn't see. What did you say? You know what you said.
Yeah, that I don't see how it's some sort of transcendent video game experience. That, you know, that people are like, this is the greatest game that's ever. This already should be Game of the Year 2018.
You haven't had any, like, moments with the game where you've said, like, holy shit out loud or wow?
No.
You haven't? Okay.
No.
I have.
No. I maybe, like, half a one. I'll say there was one moment like, oh, that's cool. And that was about it.
Oh.
Like, once.
Okay. And I'm not talking about, like, any story beat or
no.
Like the gameplay, like, is I find it like
I mean throwing the axe and having it come back to you, sure, it's cool.
Like I think they did a really good job with the sound in the game, which adds to the experience, especially like when you're talking about throwing the axe and having it come back. I know everybody talks about that, but it does sound really cool when it slaps back into your hand. I've had, like, I remember when I was playing it a couple days ago, I said out loud, like, holy fuck, like, this is awesome. Like, when you get into the God of the Rage mode or whatever it's called.
I thought you were going to say the God of Warmobile there.
The God of Warmobile.
Yeah, that sounds like a better game.
I had not heard any about this yet.
Dude, it's got all-wheel drive and big cannons, like the Batmobile. I just remember, like, coming, you know, getting into like the rage mode, beating the shit out of the guys, like the sound, it gets like loud and it's rawr. And then when you come out, like, it just, I don't know, it just, it sounded really awesome and it looked really awesome. And it just, it made me want to open up the outline and write God of War right away. So I don't forget to talk about.
I have that move where you hold down the R2 button and he cleaves people in half.
Yeah, that's a good one. I got that.
I like that. I mean, again, but these are like, you know, these are all good God of War-y things.
Sure.
You know, I like I said, I'm enjoying the game a lot. I think the game would be better without the child in it, but that's just my opinion.
The dialogue is hit or miss.
I'm like, don't. That
child's going to come in handy when you have to solve a puzzle later on.
Well, this is what I would say. I say this, so the puzzles I actually kind of like. It was funny because there was one point where I was like, what am I supposed to do here? And it was just because I'm stupid. But my wife was sitting next to me and she's like, well, why don't you try hitting it another time? And I'm like, that's not going to work. But because you're here, I'll do it. And of course, right. that was how you solve the puzzle.
Right.
So, So that was that. But I like the puzzles a lot. I like the, you know, basically, you know, there's the comparisons between this and The Legend of Zelda are not inappropriate. I think that this is in many ways, you know, kind of, it fits that model of the, not Breath of the Wild Legend of Zeldas, but like an Ocarina of Time style Legend of Zelda game. And, you know, big open world, but still you're going to these different areas, and when you're in your these areas, you have to do specific things to clear out that area, and there are certain weapons or that you or items that you'll pick up to help you clear those sections. Again, very Legend of Zelda-y things. Also, no jump, which I think I may have mentioned, but I'm not sure. It's no jump, just like Zelda. So, you know, it feels like I don't want to say a grown-up Legend of Zelda, but maybe
mature.
Or maybe Kratos actually is Link, and that's the twist at the end of the game.
No spoilers.
Spoiler alert, Kratos is Link. And he gets a green outfit.
I think they did a great job updating the game for this era of gaming.
Yeah, because they made it a Legend of Zelda game.
Yeah, which is not like probably like that's an easy thing to do.
It was not an easy thing to do and a great idea. I'm saying that as a big positive.
Yeah.
As someone who felt burned by last year's Legend of Zelda game, to get one this year, whether it's Kratos or Link, I don't care.
Right. I'd imagine that the developers could have been worried about making such a big change to a game that everybody has played and is familiar with, and making it a game that's totally different, really. The combat doesn't feel really... Yeah, it's totally different. It reminded me of Dark Sector.
Okay.
Membership, Dark Sector.
I remember Dark Sector.
You're going to remember it again soon. That's okay. A good thing. I like Dark Sector. You know, you had the glaive in Dark Sector.
And did
the
have axe a glaive. Works
very similarly in that. I agree, though, Wombat. The kid, like... I feel like the kid is very well written. He acts, he says things that, how old is he supposed to be? Like 12, maybe?
I was going to say younger.
Maybe younger, 10 to 12.
Age, 10 maybe to, your son's age.
Yeah, I'd say 10 to 12. I don't know. But he says things that, like, my son, I could see him saying. The problem is...
And you treat him the way you treat your son.
He's boy. So. I only call him boy, of course.
Boy.
Boy.
Boy. Don't touch that.
Boy, these dishes aren't going to unload themselves.
Boy, you have to kill the mailman or he will kill you first.
The mailman's been talking mad shit about our door, boy.
Boy, you know what to do. Boy, when I press X, shoot an arrow at the lawnmower guy.
It's a square, isn't it?
Yeah, whatever. Who cares?
So I like.
Spoiler alert.
My point is, I like the things that the boy has to say. The Kratos bit of him being the grumpy goddad
father thing.
Yeah.
It wore thin on me very quickly.
Yeah, that's my really only complaint. Otherwise, I'm like all in. I think the combat is fun, and they've taken like. Parts of Dark Souls, I guess, and made it. I died just the right amount, I feel. What level of difficulty?
I bumped it down to easy.
You did? Okay.
The problem I have is I think easy is too easy.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like normal was probably harder than I wanted it to be, and easy is probably a little too easy. I kind of wish there was something in the middle.
Yeah.
But.
I'm willing to die a few times. I'm not willing to have it like to do the same thing.
I'm also willing
times.
to go back and forth with the difficulty. Like I'll play it on normal for an hour. And then if I hit a section where it's just, you know, I don't want to do this for a fifth time, I'll bump it down to. Yeah.
It's nice they let you do that. A lot of games don't let you
exactly.
do that.
I appreciate that because I'm, you know, my skill set varies depending upon the day. So.
Sure. The font on a 4K TV, even after the patch, at least on my TV, I know I'm not a spring chicken anymore, but I'm not sitting that far away. And I don't know. I got to really squint to still read it, even though I have it turned up all the way to 10.
I will say this also on my standard TV, my crap TV with my crappy PlayStation, it still looks great.
Still looks great, yeah.
Still looks great. It's a great looking game.
Not as good as Far Cry.
I think it looks better than Far Cry.
Well, I'm playing on the pro and the Far Cry on the X. So I'm playing both at its maximum goodness, and I gotta say, Far Cry looks, at least the forests and trees look
on
a little
better. Both onto their basic consoles on basic televisions, right. they I would give the edge to God of War.
Of course, so. The art of God of War is a lot better. Like it's a lot more colorful and a lot more going on. And
do you have funky
a lot more
armor?
Effects,
did
like
you put
cool
funky
effects.
Armor on your Kratos?
Mm-hmm. I know you like that part. Playing
I
dress
do.
Up.
I would like it if there was a little bit more. Probably
get more. Yeah. Find more.
I have a good amount. I have. Like,
are you doing side quests?
Yes, I do all of them.
Oh.
Oh, I do all the everything.
Oh, okay.
Opening all the chests. I got some funky, like, alligator skin stuff last night. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Mrs. Cheapy will watch me play this, but I am allowed to play it when she's not around, because otherwise we would never finish. Because
she wouldn't miss anything.
Yeah, exactly. The story, I'm already sort of lost in the story, I think, but maybe not. I think I picked back up. They gave a little refresher for dummies like me at some point to remind me what was going on. But no, I'm really enjoying God of War, and I stopped playing Far Cry to play God of War. So yeah, good job, everybody. You did it. And no season pass or any of that nonsense.
Nope.
So like... No. It's interesting that Sony is basically like subsidizing single player games.
Well, it's not like they're going to release God of War for another console.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like they could, like if they wanted to, they say, "Hey, you know, we are, you know, giving you all this money. We'd really like to see you put in." Well, they own the studio. Which studio is made?
Yeah, Santa Monica.
They say, "Hey, look, you know, it's God of War. I really want to make the extra bucks. Let's do." You know, let's sell some loot boxes, because the game does have randomized loot, I think. Is it random loot that you're picking up? It's got the color scheme that tells me that it's like random loot, you know, with the legendary.
There is a luck skill, though.
There's a luck skill?
Yeah, like things you could boost is luck, which is one of the things I did boost was my luck, so I would get better gear.
Sure. So they could go that route, and it doesn't look like they are, so... In a way, by not doing that, they're sort of subsidizing our good time, I guess, our lack of distractions and letting us just focus on the game, which is, it's really actually appreciated. It's, you know, like think about all those games that you play, like Assassin's Creed. They have like dedicated screens to the in-game store to sell you stuff. And this, just focus on the game. It's cool.
Yeah.
So rare. We got some iPhone games. Is that where we're up to now?
I guess so.
All right, do it. Hit me.
I've been playing a lot of a game called Marvel Strike Force on my phone.
I've seen the
probably
on
too
TV.
Much. Yeah. You've probably seen the commercials. It's with they have Dave Bautista doing the voice of Drax in the commercials. But I don't have Drax in my game. I do have that medic guy, though, that they make fun of.
That dies immediately in the commercial?
Yeah, that dies. He's one of the best members of my team.
What's his name?
It's
just like a shield medic.
Yeah, shield medic. But he's good because he'll heal. Yeah, but he'll heal your team, which consists of Spider-Man, Daredevil, The Punisher, and Luke Cage.
Is that because there's no Marvel heroes who just heal people?
I guess. Although, no, I think Night Nurse is in the game. They threw her in there.
There's not too many, though, to choose from.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Maybe Doctor Strange can. I don't know. But, you know, it's definitely, you know, it's a free-to-play game, and it definitely has those things where they try to get you to spend money to get better characters. But I'm all right with the ones that they basically have given me. There's, like, a hero tree and a villain tree. My villains are Elektra. Although to call her a villain, I guess is kind of, you know, questionable. Bullseye and Crossbones are my three named villains.
Got that Crossbones. Which is cool. Nice.
Yeah. He's actually, if you download the game now, they'll give you Crossbones and Elektra. You just have to, like, do the first mission that they have for them.
Just and giving away Crossbones and Elektra, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, they're giving away Crossbones and Elektra. So
Sony not putting Season Pass in God of War, and now free Elektra.
They don't give you that much. they really don't give you very much. You know, like I said, they really want you to spend money, and you can't just buy a character outright. So if you spend money, it's buying whatever it is, like whatever the purple boxes are to randomly hopefully get a character. So I doubt I'll ever spend any money in the game. But I do like it's like very simple, you know, like Pokemon style gameplay, turn-based RPG kind of a thing. But, you know, when you're sitting on the train, it's just kind of, you kind of, you know, it's relaxing. I enjoy it. I'm 2 days away from unlocking Wolverine, and I'm up to level 30. And I've only been playing it for like a week and a half. So.
Oh, boy. Now we know why there's no Switch on the train anymore.
Yeah. It is a bit of a battery drain. So, you know, like, I have no problem playing it on the train in the morning because I know I'm just going into work to charge my phone. But.
Yep.
I wouldn't play it if you know that you're going somewhere and you're not going to have your phone charger around. So,
gotcha. All right. Marvel Strike Force.
Yeah, Marvel Strike Force. It's free. Play it. I don't know. If you hate it, delete it.
Speaking of battery drain,
yes,
this is actually really good timing. I bought the first round of Apple Watches whenever that was, 2015. Mm-hmm. No. 14. 14 or 15.
Whatever.
The battery no longer lasts throughout the day. It just died right now. What time is it? Mark it. 10:30 almost. I have got the background app refresh off, so it's basically done.
It's time.
It's time to see for 80, I guess I couldn't understand from the website, and even on Twitter, when people tell me what was up, I still didn't really understand. It sounds like it's $80 for them to replace the battery.
Don't do that. But just get a third gen one and be done.
No, I'm gonna wait for the new one.
Okay, that's fine.
Soon. Yeah.
This happened. Mrs. Shipwreck's first gen Apple Watch was having the same issue, and she went and got a 3. The 3 is great.
This thing sucks.
My second gen one's still great as well.
Yeah.
I
have a Timex.
It's
tells me good. The time.
We're recording this at 10:30 at night right now, and I have 51% battery left on my watch. So.
Yeah, this thing sort of stopped, like even Siri and everything, like it doesn't really work anymore. The apps, it's just too slow. But I don't really care about any of that stuff. All I care about is it counting my footsteps and getting the text messages and push notifications. And that's
they make like cheap Fitbit knockoffs that do.
Yeah, but none of them will let you do actual like iMessage. Replies and stuff.
Not the replies, but it'll tell you what your messages are.
That kind of sucks. Because it's nice to be able just to give like thumbs up or thumbs down when you're in the car or something like that. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Let's move on to the CAG bag. There's a lot of Kanye West controversy today. And one of the most controversial things that he said today was that he was nice at ping pong, I think. And at Weetrick wants to know if I think I could beat Kanye at ping pong. I'm not good. I don't claim to be good, but I think that I could beat Kanye. My guess is that he doesn't use his legs. My only claim is that if you don't use your legs, I can beat you. That's about as far as I'm willing to boast about my ping pong abilities. Coke Logic writes in. I think Shipwreck can beat Kanye, by the way.
I'm not that bad at ping pong.
No, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
I just said, I think Shipwreck.
I don't know if I use my legs, but I'm not that bad.
Well, that's why you can't beat me.
No, maybe someday when I play.
Use your legs.
When the only time I play ping pong is against you twice a year.
Right, twice a year. Oh, yeah, twice a year, right. Depends how hot it is. Might be too hot in the summer. Coke Logic writes in, do you think Activision will charge $60 for Black Ops 4 with the information that the single player campaign was planned but scrapped? Yes. Hell yeah, I do.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're going to charge you more for more stuff.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting because they're going to have to spin it. Like, well, they don't have to spin it. But
they don't
have
to do anything. They just have to put a box on a shelf.
Right, but they're going to be tempted.
It says Call of Duty on it.
Sure, but
there's going to be some backlash with people going to the store and buying it, and there not being a single player, though.
Right.
when they get home.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying they're going to be tempted to spin it in a way, in some way, so that
I don't give Activision that much credit. I think you're giving them more credit than they deserve.
Right.
I think that
it's going to be the exact same content that you got in last year's game, but no single player.
I don't know what it's going to be. I think that
Battle Royale.
Yeah, there's going to be people disappointed.
Well, it's going to be Battle Royale. They've said that. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be fine, I guess, but you know.
Battle Royale campaign.
It's really going to be... I guess people are still buying... Are people buying World War II? Was that successful? I mean, it was successful.
On the NPDs.
Yes.
Yeah, it's still the NPDs, so people are still buying that one. I guess it really doesn't matter what crap they pull. People are going to buy it.
And they're spending money on
Destiny 2, though, is that sort of like dead?
It was $15 on Newegg the other day.
Yeah, I mean... That's a difficult one. Like, what? I'm sure the legs on that are not what they wanted it to be, but it sold a lot of copies.
It did sell a lot of copies.
So, it'd be really interesting to see. Like, I'm sure it did not hit all of its targets as far as prolonged usage and after the fact add-on sales, but. I'm sure they still did very well on it.
The community seems pretty upbeat.
I never did get that season pass.
I bought it and then stopped playing the game the day after I bought it.
The next thing is supposed to be pretty... people are pretty hyped about the next bit of content.
I would like to go back and play some more. I just got caught up in Bolivia for a little while and then... now that I've taken care of El Sueño... And I don't have to listen to the same radio dialogue over and over again. I can play something else.
Beautiful. How about PUBG? Because at Dan-o his my mano asks, when are we going to get some CatCast co-streaming of PUBG on Mixer?
I don't want to play PUBG on Mixer. I'd play other things go up on
Mixer. I have an X now, right? Yeah, I have an X. I can actually play that game now.
Yeah, it actually will. It's actually playable, but it's still 30 frames per second.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I have not played that since launch week when it was just so infuriating to play because the frame rate was so bad.
Yeah. Oh, it should run great, especially on your if it's on your is it hooked up to your projector?
Yeah,
it's
hooked up to my projector.
Yeah, so it should running at 1080p on there. It should be solid. But I haven't turned it on in a while. I'm sure it's probably pretty solid by now. Anyway. So it sounds like Wombat's not too interested and Shipwreck's not that interested either. So never.
I'd play it. It's just not for.
How about me and Spicer like once every 2 weeks on Twitch?
You guys have that? Fun. Yeah,
it's a date.
We'll live it up.
Yeah, we're living the dream. All right. We did it.
Exciting.
We made it through. Let's thank everybody for listening. Remind you to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. Of course, we want to remind you to go to macweldon.com and enter promo code CAGCAST at checkout to get 20% off your first order. And that we will see you next week.
Bread's done. Precious.